notion of guaranteeing that there is non-refoulement. Let's say a case where a citizen requests asylum or international protection of the Portuguese state. The relevant legal provisions state that the service, Aliens and Border Service, has to examine all the substantive elements that may justify granting such a status. And all the more, as part of these elements, it would include, for instance, the risk that this individual would run or does run already, and that they may be the subject of discriminatory treatment, persecution, because of their race, religion, ethnicity, or any other violation of human rights. If it is established that that may be the case, then automatically that status has to be conferred. If it's not asylum, at least they will be given international protection. If during the proceedings themselves sufficient information hasn't been gathered in order to justify this, then again, there are the administrative mechanisms in place, but also judicial mechanisms, which allow them to challenge the decision that has been taken. And as I said before, they are suspensive in nature, pending decisions by the national authorities. If, bearing in mind all that, the request is deemed to be unfounded under Article 143, Para 1 of Law 26/2018, our law on aliens, that very clearly states that no individual can be expelled or refouled from Portuguese territory, even if it's deemed that their request is unsubstantiated. If the country of origin, or let me put it this way, if it's determined that in their country of origin, this individual will be subject to inhuman or degrading treatment as per Article 3 of the Human Rights Convention. So either way, and in all cases, our state will always be, linked to the stay of this individual in our territory, not because they've always benefited from international protection, but pursuant to other legal migration mechanisms. It can be legal migration, which is not necessarily dependent on international protection status. I hope that I've been sufficiently clear now. Thank you. Mr. Ravena, do you wish to come back on this?
Portanto, com a autorização da senhora.
Of course, with the authorization of Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Ravena, you have the floor.